The Sports Career Podcast, episode 362, the 5 C's to pursue a career in the sports industry. Hello, Sports Achiever, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Sports Career Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm your host, Ed Bowers, and if you are a loyal listener, I actually want to personally thank you for your dedication, for how many episodes you listen to. I'm grateful for everyone, and honestly, I cannot remember the last time on this show where I've launched the podcast on my birthday. So it's my birthday today. And 31, can't believe I'm saying that, when I pretty much started this when I was 22 years old, this podcast show. And it felt so right to do this solo episode. Firstly, for any birthday wishes I received today, I want to say a massive thank you to the people in the sports industry and listeners as well. But I had a bit of a full moment of my journey and my development, and just through some of the messages I received today, I just felt this was ripe. So I don't want you falling asleep while doing this podcast, because I know it will serve you what I'm about to share, because nearly every week I provide you with amazing podcast special guests who have absolutely developed me as a human being, and with the whole objective to be the best sports industry professional. So I want to share a story, and then I will be sharing you the 5 C's that have really supported my sports career development going right back to when I started my career journey. But the story was today. I had an amazing call with Fiona Green. And to put things in perspective, because I like to be so real in case studies and I can share this, there's nothing like confidential. But last week's podcast was with a fantastic guest, Frank Nuble, who's a professional football player. And she reached out to me going, Ed, let's jump on a call. It's been far too long. So good that you're now interviewing professional athletes. Let's jump on a call if that works with you. And I, without a doubt, I've had Fiona Green. She's been on the podcast 2 times. She's the CEO and founder of Winners, which is a data company. I'll leave the podcasts in the show notes where you can have a listen, but they're just fantastic. And the importance of data in the sports industry too, it's worth a listen. But when we jumped on the call, it really brought back memories. And I'll share with you this is back in 2017, Alan Seymour, who I had on the podcast, invited me to Worcester University to a very small event. This is before events were really popular in the sort of sports industry at the time, certainly with who's who in the sports industry. And it was very small. There was about, I'd say, total 100 people. Bearing in mind, there was the University of South Florida with Bill Sutton and his amazing students. And then there were some fantastic sports industry professionals, such as Sophie Morris, who's really involved in the sponsorship world. There was also Jeff Wilson, who's a fantastic marketer. And there was Fiona Green herself. And then there was Jackie Fast, who at the time had Slingshot sponsorship and sold it. And now she's in the world of investment, certainly with regards to startups. And the reason why it brought full circle was it reminded me of a few lessons of the power of human connection and how it can really connect the dots to our development. And Fiona just said some nice words of the vision of the podcast, because I had her really early on, certainly in the second season. And for her to see, like, almost 9 years later to where it is today, it just taught me that. And it does relate to one of the C's of credibility, which is the final C, by the way. But it takes time to really establish the overall sports professional you want to be. It really does. And I said this to her on the call, that event was so pinnacle to my development, because I was probably like you. If you're listening to this and you're starting out and you've got the unknown, you haven't got the network, I was at that stage. And I said to her, I had 2 things. One, I wanted to make things happen. And two, I really believed in the vision of the podcast. Even if nobody believed me, I just saw the need for this podcast. And when I got them on the show and did the interviews, it built more confidence, which is another C, which I will share. But I wanted to share this point because I said to that event, which I have to really credit Alan Seymour, he was such a visionary of the power of human connection in the sports industry, meaning students connecting with sports industry professionals and vice versa. And I have to give a massive shout out to him because it really influenced my development to where I am today. Even the first Skype call, gosh, I haven't used that word for a long time, when I had an hour and a half call with him sharing my vision of the podcast or even Education 2 Sport at the time. So I mention this to you because I'm in the same shoes as you. If you're starting out, if you're always thriving to develop and to be the best version of you in the sports industry, that's why on this show, I love storytelling other career journeys who are just phenomenal sports career professionals. But I just felt it's right to peel my onion a bit to give you the bit behind the scenes. And this is one of those stories that was so pinnacle. It was a real defining moment to where I am today. And I've learned so much from the people I met, even Jackie Fast. I'll share a micro story within it. I knew she had a new book called Pinpoint. And I said, I've got to get on the podcast show. And I said, how am I going to do that? So I sort of said, this is true. I said, Jackie, I would love to have you on the podcast. My show has reached over 74 countries worldwide. I'd love to promote it. Straight away, I got the yes. And for me, what I've learned is it's that first impression is key. It's massively important with your positioning statement to grab attention, but also how you can add value to the other person. So within this podcast, I'm sharing you real stories behind my career development, but also those little components which you can apply right now, right after listening to this, of having that positioning statement, having that clear goal in mind when interacting with people. That's a win-win for both parties. And when I spoke to Fiona today, which I can't go too much in the detail of the call itself, but I can share one which was just wonderful because this is why I love our podcast. But with regards to the call itself, I knew I could add value through my experience and certainly through my network. And it was wonderful that in time, if you start putting in the time on your network and putting in literally the hours of how you add value by showcasing your skills, knowledge and expertise, but most importantly, your personality and passion, hard work pays off. You've got to believe me here, because I'm a living proof of it with the opportunities. And I will break down the 5 C's that will support you straight after this podcast. But what I'm trying to share is when I got on the call with Fiona, it's like I knew my own growth. I knew my own maturity, like I've matured as a person from when I met her in 2017. So put in the time and put in the meaningful action in the area or the path you want to pursue a career in the sports industry, and I promise you, you will achieve what you want. And I firmly believe that despite the challenges and hardships you will experience along the way. But I want to share another great story within this call that hit home about the power of, we talk about human connection, but also like how you can learn off others through the different work they've done throughout their career journey. So before Fiona focused on data, she actually worked in the football industry working at clubs. And you know, she's been following the podcast and she knew about my podcast with the amazing Kelly Simmons, and she sort of said, Ed, I've got to share you something. I want to show you something. It was, she shared me the actual pack of the Lincoln ladies bid to be part of the new league at the time. And she sort of said, Ed, like, it was, I got some of the best feedback of Kelly of how this pack was so professional. And the reason I'm sharing you this is amazing how your network can just create awesome conversations. And I shared it in a LinkedIn post sharing that it's moments like these, stories like this behind the scenes. So with regards to women's football, which I'm very passionate about, this is how the needle develops with regards to growth. It's these untold stories that showcase people behind the scene trying to professionalize, in this case, women's football for the greater good. And it made me smile because, you know, for me, this is what the sports industry is about. Certainly when you build the meaningful relationships along the way, it just makes it so much more meaningful overall. So, and it was just wonderful to see her smile of her great work back at Lincoln Football Club at the time. So I'll get to the five C's. And I literally thought about this today, reflecting even what I want to achieve, you know, within the year ahead of my growth. But whenever I get stuck, which I do, don't think I'm a perfectionist. I'm not. I always am trying to be a better version of myself. I'm a firm believer of these five C's, and they've helped me certainly to get back on track. And they've certainly helped me when I plan the direction I want to go. So the five C's are this: clarity, confidence, commitment, courage, and credibility. And I'm going to break these down. Clarity is everything, without a doubt. And there are times when I have chaos, if it's certain projects that are stressful, or I'm trying to do a podcast to my best ability and juggling different podcasts or weeks and schedules, it's mainly because I don't have that clear clarity in the direction I want to go. And I try and model off some of the best people in the industry or with regards to productivity, you know, make sure everything aligns and what I do, how I serve yourself as a listener, but also how I serve my vision with regards to my sports career ambition. So you've probably heard this before, but clarity is everything in what you do, what you specialize in, and who you serve. And when you have that written down, and I mean written down in your planners, in your journal, it makes life a lot easier. You don't have to have all the answers. I didn't have all the answers with this podcast show. I really didn't. Trust me, I didn't. But I was resourceful and I figured it out along the way. And when I had the clarity, and I always share this story, when I listened to John Lee Dumas and Lewis Howes, which was a podcast about Lewis Howes' first book, The School of Greatness. And I went, this is it. I'm going to be a podcaster. This is the medium I'm going to do on the Sports Grid podcast. But can I just say, the podcast was called the Sport Industry Access Podcast. It was like so long, I changed it to Sports Grid Podcast. It was just a lot easier to remember, or I hope so, with regards to you listening to this show. But it created clarity, real clarity in what I want to achieve. Let's just keep it simple, this podcast show. But for me, I want you to have clarity in the pathway, the direction in your sports career ambition. Even if you got zero, listen to me again, zero experience, just have clarity in the mind, in the direction you want to go. And it does change your clarity because we all evolve. But having that clarity in the present moment has helped me massively. The next one is confidence. Again, confidence is vital. It's vital in many ways, because when you achieve success, it really does breed confidence. It's something my PE teacher, Shane O'Brien, who was a gold medalist at the Los Angeles Olympics, who was my first PE teacher, who inspired me the most. He said, success breeds confidence. And as much as you may think, okay, Ed, I've got the clarity, how do I create success straight afterwards with confidence? Well, confidence comes with believing in your ability in the direction you want to go. And that's the focus point I want you to focus on. And for me, I had so much confidence when I knew my clarity on my podcast. Again, after that, John Lee Dumas and Lewis Howes, I just had this real desire that with confidence, I can do this. And when you have that internal flame, believe in yourself, things happen. And I'm a living proof of that on this podcast show, sharing this episode to you. So having confidence is vital, and you've got to protect it. You will be challenged without a doubt, but protecting your confidence when you face challenges and real hardship, that's where confidence is key. And it leads to the next one, commitment. Commitment is that actual action step. And like, again, when I go back to the John Lee Dumas and Lewis Howes, I committed myself for 1 year ahead that I'll be naming myself a podcaster a year later. And it's probably the proudest title I have. If people ask me who I am and what I do, I say I'm a sports crib podcast. I'm extremely proud of that because I committed to the vision, the idea of the podcast and the purpose behind it. So being committed, it's another way of saying you've got to put in the action, and it's putting in the real hard work ethic behind the action to the direction you want to go with confidence and clarity. The next one is courage. And this is a huge one for me because courage leads to normally an unknown direction. You might have the clarity in what you want to do. You might have the confidence in yourself, and then you're committed in yourself. But the courage is basically facing the fact of the unknown. And for me, my unknown was, where was this growth of the podcast? How it was going to lead to other opportunities? How it was going to, you know, 9 years later, be here today? I hope still adding value to people. I know it is because I get great messages, but it does take a lot of courage. And courage is a word, it's one of my favorite words actually, but it's one of my favorite words of pursuing a career in the sports industry, because whatever, every person I've interviewed on this show, every people I speak about who are doing great things requires courage. And it's really having courage in yourself and the courage in the direction you want to go. So it's very hard to say teach courage, but all I'm going to say is back yourself, relating to the other three C's with the commitment, confidence, and clarity. It makes you being courageous in the direction you want to go even more, having that impact, even if you don't know the destination or the end result. And the final C is probably the most important. I've mentioned it earlier, is credibility. I want you to focus on building credibility than experience. A lot of people say you've got to get a lot of experience in the sports industry, but how do you define experience? For me, experience is just experiencing the activity with repetition and then building a reputation behind it. For me, it's credibility. Credibility relates to your reputation and how you perform in a professional manner, where people will, people who talk about you in a positive light, that creates referrals, or people see you work in that manner where they can make their own assessment of working with you or not. That comes down to credibility. And I share this a lot, that when I started my sports career journey, my goal was to build credibility in the industry. And credibility, it all comes down to your personality with regards to your integrity, your values. For me, it's having that, one of my values is like having that honesty and trust and loyalty in the projects I do, and certainly integrity as well. It's one of my personal values. And whenever I work on a project, work on a podcast, I want to make sure it brings out the credibility in who I am. So that's why this podcast, as I said, I wanted to sort of give you the bit behind the scenes of my processes, of how I have built my career. And without a doubt, credibility is a massive focus point. It's hard to even put in the words relating. I've mentioned it already with experience, and I'm all about gaining new experiences and getting myself out of my comfort zone, which is vital. But the long game, the massive long game here, is I always want to build the credibility where it creates the trust. And you're not going to get everybody to like you in the sports industry. I call it like the school playground metaphor. I hope you can relate to this, but for me, networking or any industry is like a massive playground. And you know, you've got different kids doing different activities when it's a playground, right? For me, when I was younger, it was always playing football during play time and then during the actual sports activities. But the point is, in that massive playground, you're not going to get along with everybody, but there should be trust. There should be respecting everybody on that playground and acknowledging people's skill sets and qualities. Such the same in the sports industry. You know, I am mindful you cannot be best friends with everybody. It's not real. It's not reality, but you should certainly respect. And for me, this is where credibility is vital, certainly with regards to being a sports industry professional to the best of your ability. So there you sort of have it, my five C's. And when I reflected today, relating to Fiona's conversation, which was just such a great way to start the day, I sort of wrote these five C's and I thought, do you know what? Without a doubt, the clarity, the confidence, the commitment, the courage, and the credibility have served me to where I am today. So I really do hope you've enjoyed this podcast solo episode. Next week, we'll be back to the usual. You know, I'll bring a special guest who will serve your needs with regards to your sports career development. But this felt right. It's certainly meaningful to me to post it on my birthday, which is so unique. But I really do hope this podcast has supported you. And without a doubt, any of these five C's you would love more, just DM me with regards to LinkedIn or any social media platform, Instagram or Twitter, and I'd love to support you on them. Because when you get these interlinking together, that's where the magic happens. And you will see the development over time relating to your sports career ambition and the impact you want to make. So on that note, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting the show. Keep being awesome and take care. Now, as always, I like to finish with an inspirational quote. And this is from me, and I'm a firm believer of this. It takes years to build credibility in the sports industry, but it takes one moment to create an opportunity in the sports industry that aligns with you.